Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
What's that shirt or a hat you got?
Fucking King London, dude.
Fucking looks sweet. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you it looks sweet.
Top drawer, my
Tell you what, since you have gone back to Canada, your hat game has changed a bit.
The lids here has got some pretty electric stuff.
It looks pretty fucking good. Bruce isn't here.
Oh, no.
Fucking golf day?
Golf.
Yeah.
Fucking one bet a day, Bruce, doesn't show up on golf
Fucking day. Golf day?
Yeah.
Kick him off tomorrow.
New issue release day? Fuck!
Sit out tomorrow, lad.
Mitt, how you doing, pal? Mitt, apparently Mitt had the best gambling night of his life.
Oh, yeah, last night, emptying credits on this show. Got bored, I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to throw my entire balance on all these plays that I'm giving out. The Vegas Aces came through. Let's go. Put way too much on that. White Sox came through. Put way too much on that. But it was a great night.
Yeah, that was a gimme.
The
plus it happened.
The Sox?
What was that?
Explain that line to me.
I mean, I was a sucker and went for Giolito on a day game today.
You know better than that.
Hey, 5-5 last night.
Hey, Giolito hasn't been good at night either this year. He's
close to 6 ERA.
It's not good.
It's not good for Rodon either.
Oh, he had a tough night.
He almost killed his own teammates last night.
Who fucked me last night? I was 3-1. Oh, the Astros.
That was one of the ones I got right. We got another one of those tonight. Guy pitching before he might get traded.
Let's roll through. Like, there's a bunch of games going right now. I should have tweeted them out, but Rangers and D-backs just kind of went off. I had the D-backs first 5.5. Even though Logan Webb's been really good, but the Giants, don't take the Giants right now.
Absolutely dead.
And then I'm on the Rangers against Seattle just because John Gray's been better than Marco Gonzalez, even though
Rangers?
Yeah, I took him. Took him first 5 money line. Marco Gonzalez, John Gray's been better than Marco Gonzalez, but the Rangers have been not great in the last 10. Mariners obviously have. So it was a roll
Mariners
of dice.
Mariners got J-Rod back, too. He hit a bomb last night.
It was a roll of a dice, but I fucking did it. We might as well. Let's just roll through the baseball right now here because there's a bunch of games that have already happened that are starting soon, blah, 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 blah. I'll roll through it. So Phillies took down the Braves today.
Lost that one.
Chuck Morton.
I don't like Nola, dude. I can't. You could show me any numbers from Nola. I can't do it.
Dads are up on Tigers.
Got that 3-2. One. That was a low line for Darvish.
You took that one?
Yeah.
Dads last night came through. Clevinger, tell you what, he's pitching well. Angels are up 2-0 on the Royals, and that fucking Trout's out again. What? He's got a T5? Does he have this guy? I've never
That's
seen
fucking dead. They've been dead for a long time. I hate Joe Maddon as much as the next guy, but it wasn't the fucking manager. Team.
I've never seen a guy who's as well put together as Mike Trout is get hurt that much playing baseball.
Angels are frauds, and we're gonna do this again next year. They'll spend money on one big pitcher, and they'll be fucking favorites fucking every game out of the gate. Mm-hmm. The Angels are great. It's like, man, they're just not a good team. They're missing so much.
Yep. Yeah, the pitching, when it's less fucking Shohei pitches, they fucking don't win. Brewers are up 8-3 on the Twins. What happened in that one last night? I can't remember.
Fucking Twins were down 5-3. So I put it as a reel on Instagram just because it was like a funny clip before the game started. I was like, this is going to backfire. Fucking Ben and Dylan Bundy put it as a reel. 5-3 Brewers, top of 5. Urshela hits a fucking 3-run bomb.
I did see you tweet fucking Twins.
And then the Brewers hit a bomb to tie it in the bottom of 5, but fucking old faithful Joe Smith got us out of it.
Rockies are up 3-0 on the Sox. Dodgers are up 6-0 on the Nats. A's are up 2-0 on the fucking Stros. They're going to sweep them. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was on the A's again there, first five plus a half. Cole Irving's been good.
Mm-hmm. And then D-backs are up 1-0, and Mariners Rangers are tied. We have 5 games left. Talk about them all. We will also do the Eagles today in our NFL NFC East. We will continue with that. We will do some Rocket Mortgage, which I did, even though Bruce doesn't care. Mitt, you got any WNBA, any TNT,
TBT? WNBA is not tonight. It's actually another night off because of Commissioner's Cup.
No Congressional Cup tonight?
Commissioner's Cup, asshole. And there is TBT tonight. We are going to be running it back tonight on the TBT. We do have a couple back-to-back games here for the money team. Ooh. Is playing the Red Scare.
Oh.
Is that who Jimmy Fredette is playing?
Jimmy Fredette had a night.
Oh, dude, I watched Jimmy Fredette fucking ice the game last night. I was like, this actually took me back to like 2007. It was fucking
sweet.
He's
a baller, dude.
Yeah, I was pumped. So knowing that Jimmy Fredette is on the money team, I will be riding them for the rest of this tournament money line. And also, Best Virginia is very fucking good. They're playing the Buccaneers.
Okay.
Both of these games are about -170 money line, so I'm going to parlay them together, and we're getting +149 tonight with the TBT.
Good luck, man. I can't remember which team the Buccaneers was. No, you don't have to look it up. We talked about it yesterday, but I just can't remember.
Yeah, I figured that.
I can't remember. All right, let's do the rest of the baseball for today. Braxton Garrett goes against Louis Castillo. I know you love fucking Louis Castillo.
His last start is a Red. First five money line. Here we go.
I'm against you. I'm on Braxton Garrett and the Miami Marlins. First five.
Braxton Garrett.
First five plus a half. Yeah, Braxton Garrett. He's been good.
Has he?
Yeah.
What's his ERA?
What are we talking about? His ERA is a 3.42. In his last starts, he went 6 and gave up 1, went 6 and gave up 0. He did have a 5 2/3, which he gave up 3, but it was against the Mets. And then he went 7 1/3 and gave up 1. He's been pretty good. Not that Luis Castillo hasn't. I don't know. I decided to take the half here, the plus a half. You know me. Mm-hmm. You know me. So are the Yankees going to get Castillo and fucking who pitched for the A's last night?
Montas.
Because guess what? The Yankees are fucking... They're tumbling.
It's bound to happen, dude. You play the home run game, it will get you.
Speaking of Subway Series tonight, last night's game was a good game. It felt like a real fucking game in the middle of July. Domingo Germán, who, you know, not a great first start on his way back against Max Scherzer. I mean, I would take Max here. The line, I'm not. Because of the line, but I would go Max here if I had to.
Yeah, I'm laying the half here.
Yeah, it's 1-8. Yeah. Like, that's the safe side.
Got to do it.
There's no reason to go on the pinstripes. But as I say that, who knows what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worry, right? Montgomery got fucking lit last night.
Yeah, he did.
Like, Cole can get lit. Nestor might fade. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm telling you, man. The fucking bet right now.
They need to get. They need to make. They better fucking hope Severino's fucking healthy.
The Astros, dude.
Yeah, well, they gotta. They can't lose the fucking A's.
Doesn't matter, division.
Rasmussen's going against Tyler Wells. I give the advantage to Rasmussen in this matchup as far as the pitching matchup, but. Tampa hasn't been fucking... They haven't been blowing the doors off of anybody either. 0-4 in their last four overall. So I stayed away.
I fucking hate this. I'm taking the Rays. I don't know, dude. We're fucking shooting at the board. I gotta dig my way out of this stretch.
Hey, you know
fucking
what?
Trade deadline week's always a fucking kick in the teeth.
Dude. It'll happen. You just gotta stick to what you do, and you'll fucking come out on the other side. Always happens.
High volume.
Wainwright is going to Toronto to go against Gausman. Now, Wainwright's much better at home. Gausman's actually better on the road. So neither is these two pitchers' strengths. Gausman's been better. Toronto, the better hitting team. The price is just too fucking absurd for me if you're looking at Toronto. So I'm not going to take Toronto. They are minus 260.
I'd love to take the cards here, but we talked about it the other day. Like, you take Goldschmidt and fucking Arenado out of that lineup.
Did they end up winning last night? Because I know they – or did Toronto come back?
Toronto came back.
Okay.
I think. I could be wrong.
I don't – to be honest, I saw it on the scoreboard, and then I didn't. And then the last game
– all the Mariners games out here, though.
Oh, yeah, you're catching them all.
Because they're the 7 o'clock game.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, I bought MLB TV when the Sox got hot, and now – here we are watching the Mariners every night.
Speaking of,
fuck off.
Cal Quantrill goes against Evaldi. that one, Sox are minus 130 favorites. No thanks. I'm not touching it. You're not taking Sox, right?
No, Evaldi's been bad. Could be Evaldi's last start as a Red Sox, too.
I saw that. Who were they? I saw a headline that the Sox might be interested in Josh Bell.
Really?
I saw it.
See, this is the thing.
Pittsburgh.
You know
where
their mistake was? When the Mariners got Carlos Santana, where were they?
Great question. I don't know.
And I'm not saying Carlos Santana's end-all, be-all, but you had a chance to make a move. Like, you could have got Carlos Santana early for nothing. He's an on-base machine. He's a good first baseman. Exactly what the Sox need. Exactly who they got when they got Steve Pierce when they won the World Series in 2018. Exact same time. Like, what are you sitting on your fucking hands for, dude?
There's a lot of baseball left to be played.
Yeah, like the Sox are legitimately 3.5 out of a wild card.
Like, earlier in the year, you're like, okay, it's the Yankees, it's the Mets. They've both come back a little bit. And the Yankees, they got an injury in the pen now. They got an injury to starters. They're not hitting as well. Joey Gallo's the number one Yankees fan. Dude, when they brought in Joey Gallo to pinch hit last night, I had a fucking nice deep giggle going on.
Just one of those guys who can't play in New York.
Nope.
Like, there's been those guys throughout the year. Jared Weaver, remember how good he was?
Oh, yeah.
He went to New York and stunk.
Okay, so the only...
Doc Knobloch couldn't throw from second base.
No, he could not. The only baseball game I got left is Miami first 5.5, Arizona first 5.5, and Texas first 5 have already started. What are yours that you have left?
Here we go. I have...
fucking
Mariners first 5.5 right now.
They
Reds first 5 money line, Rays first 5 money line, and then Mets first 5.5.
Mariners have gone up, so
they fucking had a fucking arm, dude. They had a veteran arm to that team.
Hey, I saw somebody say that they may try to get Soto. Buster Only actually said it.
Really?
He said Dads, Cards, and Mariners potentially.
Dads feels like the one, doesn't it?
Yeah, so does it does. They got fucking what's his name coming back? Tatis. They got Tatis coming back. They got Machado. Yeah,
it's a fucking arms race, dude. Fuck.
Bruce, you got any baseball? Welcome to the show.
Hey everybody.
Oh, he's back from the course.
I stop once a day. 0-2 approach. And I put in a parlay, lost the first leg. I am retired from baseball at this time, but we do have Gaff.
Just for this week, or are you going to?
For the night. Just the night. I just need to rest.
You don't want to give your one bet, dude?
I just can't be all like upset in my apartment about losing every baseball bet that I place.
Okay, I get that. I 100% get
that. The Yankees should get Juan Soto. That's what we should do.
They got more problems than that, Paul.
I guess.
They got to get some fucking, they got to get some arms.
Yeah, they do need some arms.
All right, let's do the Goff PGA Rocket Mortgage Championship. The favorites are Patrick Cantlay.
Yep.
10-1. Tony Finau, 13-1. Xal Torres, 14. Cam Young, who's coming off the great open, 16-1. Homa's 22. And Cam Davis is 27-1. I'm just going to do my three ball real quick. Get it over with.
Do it.
What are you fucking giggling about?
Love the three ball.
I got fucking Sepp Straka. Okay.
Double S?
Yeah, double S. We got double S going. He is, let me see if I can find him. Sepp Straka, we got there. He is plus 125. I got Johnny Vegas, plus 125. This is all first round three ball. Morgan Hoffman is plus 290.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Guy didn't play golf for like 5 years.
Don't worry about it. Morgan
Hoffman living in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I feel good about him though. Morgan Hoffman's plus 290.
He's the fucking man, actually.
And Joo-Young Kim is even money. Those are my three balls that I like the most, that I will be taking in first round. There's some other ones that I don't like as much, but might throw it in a big parlay. Like a, hey, let's win 50 grand parlay.
Why not us?
Why not us? Let's go through who you like this week.
Yeah, so, I mean, Patrick Cantlay at 10-1, that is crazy low. That's
very,
like,
very low.
That's very aggressively low on Patrick Cantlay, in my opinion. Of the kind of favorites that span, you know, Cantlay, Finau, Bill Zalatoris, Cam Young, I definitely like Will Zalatoris the most. Uh-huh. I'm going to bet old Billy boy pretty hard here. This is like the last big tournament before, you know, the FedEx Cup and all that, and it just feels like he's gonna break through this year, and this feels like the perfect time. And, you know, Rocket Mortgage kind of lost their front man, Bryson DeChambeau, so they kind of want that you know, nice new young face in the game, you know, selling all the ads and getting everybody their mortgage.
I'm with you. I will be. There's actually like a few of the guys at the top. Actually, Cantlay's really the only guy in that 22 and under range that I don't like.
Yeah,
that's fair. Like Cam Young. I like Finau. I like Xal Torres.
Cam Young kind of has the Gala vibes to me, where he's like you know, the hot name and looked amazing at the Open, but also kind of like was falling apart quietly. A little bit there.
I might have some tickets with Homa in there as well.
Yeah, I did that. I did it recently. Didn't work, so I'm going to take a little Max Homa break.
He didn't make the cut at the Open. I think that's because he was playing with Tiger and was just so happy that he was playing with Tiger.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
A little farther down the list, I have a 33. I have two 33-1s that I'm going to be making bets on. One of them is fucking Webb Simpson. I'll do a little bit. And the other one is who you like as well.
Kevin Kisner.
Yeah.
With the live names gone, Kevin Kisner is jumping off the page a little bit more. Because he's one of those guys that, like, if he's just, like, you know, looking like a prick on the green, just nailing fucking 30-footers, everyone starts to you know, tense up a little bit. They're like, oh, my God, Kevin Kisner's going off. He's got kind of that alpha dog mentality out there. So I actually love him here. Those are my only two, actually. Bill Zalatoris and Kevin Kisner.
Good luck. A little farther down the list, I will have some tickets with Thigala again.
Yeah. What's the price down on him this week?
37-1.
All right. Yeah, no, that's
pretty Russ Henley, I like this week as well. We'll have a couple at 42-1. Chris Kirk also is at 42-1, and then Luke List is my farther down the list at 65-1.
Oh, double L.
Yeah. So I also did a 10 way round robin, or parlay, however you want to bet. Top 30 of Cam Young, Finau, Zalatoris, Luke List, Kisner, Henley, Degala, Webb Simpson, Chris Kirk, and Max Homa.
There we go.
Love it.
On top of
that's the three the ones.
That's the one. Let's see here. What is that top 30? Where's my top 30 parlay at? Let's see what that pays out. So I did an 8-way round robin, and that is plus, well, it's $90 to max returns for $18,000. So
Morgan Hoffman 100 to win $100,000. Is that might be worth a lot.
Are you thinking about it?
I am, nimble, only because you put him in your fucking three ball.
I feel good about fucking.
Yeah, him. That's crazy, and you made me think about it. And now I'm thinking about
take
it.
Hey, fucking, I don't. I mean, you could fucking decrease the unit. That would be the unit.
Story of the year.
You could decrease the unit size, maybe.
No, mine. Nah, I don't never know. Do that, I think Bruce. My FanDuel's broken now. I can't go below 100. No, I mean that might be worth a look. And I can't go below 100, and I do. I have a nice $44 wager on Toronto FC that I put in because I, Gumpy, you texted me like it was urgent, and the game's on Saturday.
Listen,
I love an early loss.
Listen, so all no, I do appreciate it. Sitting on a fucking Toronto FC bet right now.
Oh yeah. I've got half of my fucking bankroll tied up in that Toronto FC fucking yeah, Saturday.
I lost last night in the Canadian Championship.
Wait, what?
Did the Italians play?
For a bit. I mean, if Vancouver Whitecaps won it, it meant a lot to them. I don't know who else it means a lot to, but...
Oh, shit. Wait, so this team
should
is...
Should I cash out of my Toronto FC bet?
Nah, the double chance?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm tied up for
quite a bit. Yeah, we're all tied up
I for will quite a go bit. Down with this
shit. We're all... Open Saturday. Whoa. RFC saves the week. Christ.
Yeah, we're all fucking tied up for quite a bit.
I mean, I didn't know that they were playing games and losing right now, and they're not playing the Italians. That's the only reason why I bet on them.
The yeah, but fuck? It was like a cup. Like the Saturday yeah, wasn't is a like big a, game.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what? That makes no sense.
Mitt, don't try to. We're,
a cup isn't Mitt. A cup a bigger fucking deal or okay, less, so less
at the end of the year, Mitt, the MLS Cup like they have at the end of the year, the playoffs is the that most important. Yeah. But the cups that are played during the league in a lot of these leagues do not really matter per se.
Oh, so this
a lot
is,
of teams don't.
They're like traditions a lot of the time.
This is the Commissioner's Cup that happened in the WNBA last night that didn't good. Actually it's, matter.
It's Congressional Cup, get it right.
No.
Who went off last night in the Champions Tour for soccer? Who did I see? Was it fucking Dembele? No.
I don't know. I saw Benzema fucking doing his thing.
Surely.
No. Surely. It was for Barcelona. Fuck, what's his
Python. Probably was Dembele.
He had a fucking
Dembele,
night.
You know Barcelona hasn't paid Frankie De Jong in a year.
I did not know that.
No.
And they're signing
I'll have to update. I'll have to update the log.
No, fucking it was Dembele.
Yeah.
And he did the fucking
Gump, you like the Red Sox tonight?
No. Stop.
No.
Alright, I'm out of retirement. Guardians plus a half. First five.
I don't like the Guardians.
You know what fucking noise you just did?
Hey, I mean, helping you out.
You just did fucking Aaron Hernandez, Doc, fucking waking up to making bacon in the kitchen. one more. All right.
Let's all be fair here. I do, in all fairness, I do have a play on the Red Sox first five money line.
No, you did. Had to. You can't help you.
That one's for me.
You can't help sick yourself.
You're a sick puppy.
All right. You are a sick puppy. All right.
The good juju, dude.
Let's do the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, okay.
Fuck hype train.
Our tour day, NFC East. They are second shortest odds to win the division at plus 185. They are 3,000 plus 3,000, 30 to 1 to win the Super Bowl, 14 to 1 to win the NFC. Over-unders at 9.5. They are minus 178 to make the playoffs. Last season, they were 9-8. So their over-unders 9.5. They were 9-8 last year. They added, of course, A.J. Brown, Zach Pascal, Hassan Reddick, edge rusher, who's actually pretty good. Kazir White, who is the linebacker from Chargers, I believe. James Bradbury, Bruce's corner. And Jaquaski Tartt, They lost Jordan Howard. I don't know if that's a loss. They lost Kerrigan, who I think was hurt most of the year. They lost Stevie Nelson, who's a pretty good corner.
Kerrigan was on the Eagles exactly, last year.
Yeah, I don't think he played much. Rodney McLeod was safety, and Brandon Brooks the guard. They drafted, obviously, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, both out of Georgia. They drafted the center as well. Here's my thing with the Eagles. Like, their O-line is pretty fucking stacked. Their D-line is very stacked.
Always.
Yeah, like. D-line, like, they have Jordan, now that they have Jordan Davis, they also have Hargrave, who was a Steeler, who played incredible last year. They have Brandon Graham, who's always been good. Derek Barnett, Josh Sweat. Like, they've got a great D-line. I think with Darius Slay, I was watching their highlights from last year. Darius Slay made a lot of big plays. I think the secondary is good. I don't see a real obviously, the wideouts are fucking – now that A.J. Brown's there, and it seems like Devonta Smith's going to be good, and then you have Zach Pascal. He's a guy. He's all right. Jalen Reagor, maybe he fucking makes a play here and there. Quez Watkins was a deep threat too. I'll be honest.
And then they use their backfield.
Miles really Sanders well. Is fucking.
Yeah, they use their backfield really well in the past.
Kenneth Gainwell, always. Boston Scott.
Yeah, that Gainwell. That's who I'm thinking about. Gainwell.
Gainwell's a
Boston fucking Scott. One
game a Boston year. Scott will.
Oh my God.
So
go up once yeah, a year.
He's like Maurice Jones-Drew. For I'll 2 weeks honest. Of the season every year.
For all the teams we did, who did we do last week? We did. I love the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah,
really?
I'm taking the over 9.5.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they to not make the playoffs?
Ah, see.
Probably like +220 probably or something like that.
To miss the playoffs, that is actually my particular bet that I am making on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thought you liked Jalen Hurts.
I like Jalen Hurts as a player. I fucking so what's your hate the Eagles.
What's left? Take your
man. Why this man has Zach Wilson at MVP on a 4-win team. He's got the fucking Jalen Hurts falling.
Why did take? I did. Don't I just did say, take the cash out option on Zach Wilson MVP.
Don't just say you hate the Eagles. Why do you hate the Eagles?
Well, here we really go. Right now, it kind of just seems like everybody's really hyping up the Eagles. I'm really not the biggest Sirianni guy.
Okay.
I mean, I saw what he did at the Colts. Honestly, I got to see it up close. I really didn't think it was very – that's not the coordinator that I would have personally hired from that staff, personally.
Oh, this is a deep cut, it feels like.
I mean, I fucking hate the Eagles. I mean, so +146 for them to miss the playoffs. Their over-under win total is 9.5. It's probably juiced to the under. Like, what, they're going to have 9 wins, make the playoffs? No fucking chance. There's 17 games. Like, see ya, Eagles, missing the playoffs, plus money. Let's go, +146.
I have to say something to the chat real quick. This guy, Edward, said Hurts would be the best quarterback on the Steelers. What does that have to do with?
Yeah, what does that have to do
What does that have to do with? Just because I'm saying something about your team doesn't mean it's always about the fucking.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's the one thing. It's like you're not allowed to say it. Like, people say that all the
time.
Dolphins. What the fuck? I say the Dolphins stink all the time. What do you say more than anybody else?
We're currently breaking down a Philadelphia Eagles. One does not have to do with the other at all.
I'm watching some tape coming out of the Cowboys practice, and offense not looking very good. So
let's also try not to judge the first day of practice.
I can jump on the judging.
I've seen a James Washington already dropped a touchdown, Tony. It's day one.
It's all right, Mitt. That's
fucking 30-yard out in a bucket to Tyreek and a 20-yard out to Paul.
Yes.
Fans are fucking rolling.
Yeah, the Giants look amazing for first day vibes. the motion all over the place.
I love Kadarius Toney.
Oh, he's so sick, dude. He's bigger than you think, especially next to Wandell Robinson.
Just because of him.
Yeah, Wandell Robinson is short. He's tiny.
Okay, how do you feel about the Eagles?
I think the Eagles will make the playoffs. I think Jalen's accuracy is like the thing that kind of stops them from going deep into the playoffs. Sure. But
yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, if they stay remotely healthy, the upgrades that they made, they're looking scary.
I'm not taking them to win the Super Bowl or anything, or even the NFC, but I think I'm going to take them to win the East. Here's their schedule, pal.
My worry is the hype.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sure.
It's a lot easier to come in under the radar last year, slide into the playoffs late. Like, people are going to be up for the Eagles this year, man.
I agree. I think they would have probably too, just because, you know, they made the playoffs last year as well. You're not gonna show up for not against the playoff team. So they go to Detroit. We'll count that. Jacksonville, Houston, Chicago. Okay, there's four for you. And then at home they have Tennessee, New Orleans, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh. Say they split those, you get six. Then you just got to split with the division, and you get nine.
Yeah, good point. I forgot how shitty these NFC schedules are.
So easy.
Let's go Detroit, Jacksonville, Houston, Chicago. You're going to give them those probably?
Sure.
Do you think they could split at home? Or sorry, they have to go 2-3 at home against Green Bay, Tennessee, New Orleans, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh.
Ooh. That's kind of harder than
two and three.
You say, yeah.
Say at those
home.
Again.
To at home, Green Bay, Tennessee, loss. New Orleans, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh.
Ooh, 2-3. Ah,
that's the part that could get dicey.
Huh?
They need two. Yeah.
Give them two. Three would be great, though.
See, I'm not as high on the Vikings as everybody else is.
Okay, so say they get the Vikings.
Are
and
any
say,
of those prime
say they get
time?
The, say they get the Steelers.
I think it's prime time.
And they split with the division. Yeah. That gets them to nine. They just got to find one more win, whether that be...
I feel like they got to find one there already, though. Now, for me, it's like you got to find two.
Okay, so I gave them four with Detroit, Jacksonville, Houston, Chicago. Say they go 3-3 in the division, which is... That's saying that the Giants will beat them, the Commanders will beat them, whatever. So that's... You get to seven wins there.
Yeah.
And then they got to find three wins out of... Arizona, the Colts, Green Bay, Tennessee, New Orleans, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh.
Ooh,
I would assume they're going to be favorites at home over Minnesota, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans, and Tennessee. I think they're going to be favorites in those games.
Yeah.
Depending on how late in the season is the New Orleans game?
Let me see.
Vikings is early.
I think New Orleans is going to be actually kind of fucking
I like
good.
New Orleans.
Vikings is early and at 8:30 in the Lincoln prime time.
Very high on the Saints.
We need the Lions to come out and win a fucking game.
Michael Thomas back. It's going to be scary hours.
Dude, Olave's filth.
Yeah.
I will say this. I kind of like Lions week one, though. Not to win, to cover.
4.5?
Let that thing climb a bit.
They have the Saints week 16.
Ooh, so that's gonna
be,
that's gonna be that actually probably will be a game that
could
drastically
be.
Affects this fucking win total. That's awesome.
Absolutely could be. 9.5 though, I'm gonna go over.
All right.
What is that juice to?
Let me look.
I would assume
you think it's juice to the over?
I would assume it's juice to the under, like -130.
That's probably a pretty good assumption.
You already know that, Mitt?
No, I'm completely shooting off the hip here.
Let me see.
That's an impressive hip shot.
Is that what it is?
Did you actually?
No,
is that what it is?
I haven't looked. I just feel it.
No,
just feels right.
Over's juice to -130.
Ooh.
Whoa. Under is 110.
Whoa.
People are super fucking high on
the
Eagles.
I can't find a weakness besides maybe their linebackers, which, whatever.
They ain't got, what's his face?
I mean, everybody runs a sub package. Yeah. Like,
depends on if
play
you mean N'Kobe Dean.
Linebacker.
No.
Who are you?
He's definitely not on.
Okay. And then
what are you talking about?
Oh, he's a free agent. Kiko Alonso is who I'm thinking about.
Jesus, Kiko.
It's a deep hole.
Kiko's a dog.
He's been gone for a while.
Kiko.
Kiko hasn't played since like 28.
Fun fact, I went to...
You don't have old buddy out there? Fun fact, school.
Flacco's soul, dude.
Yeah, he took a few guys.
I went to New York to go out with Kiko Alonso.
Hell yeah.
For when he was up for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
My college roommate is from Los Gatos, California.
Was he a bit of a strange bird or anything?
Nah, he was normal.
Cool.
He was normal.
Cuckoo.
Good guy.
Cuckoo.
Good guy. I don't think he was on the Dolphins for a bit, too.
Yeah, he's a free agent. I just looked it up. I was a big fan.
He's until still he started. Playing?
No.
I don't think he's officially retired.
Yeah, he took Flacco's soul, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then that...
Flacco was trying to slide.
Yep. And then I think there was another one on the sideline.
Yeah, he caught a couple bodies.
Like, he hasn't played since 2019. Sorry.
Yeah, you know. Why not now?
2019.
Get him back in the league, dude.
All right.
Don't sleep on the Finns bringing in fucking Mohamed Sanu.
Oh, yeah, I saw him. That'll change everything.
There's your end zone threat, Tony. You wanted a big guy, big body in the end zone.
Thank you. Yeah, they heard me talk about it, and they said it. Let's go get Sanu.
Mohamed Sanu got traded for a fourth-round pick like 2 years ago.
Second-round pick.
Awesome.
The Patriots gave up a second.
Yeah, second-rounder at the deadline.
Fucking hilarious. I don't even think he finished the season.
That one did not work out for them. So I'm pretty high on the Eagles as far as the division's concerned.
Me too.
You two. Gumpy never likes teams that get hype preseason.
No. big
I feel like you're not as down on them though as you are our other hype teams. Like, wait till we get the Chargers and you hear about Gumpy.
Oh.
See?
Yeah, you're
gonna Chargers and the Broncos. Put them in the same fucking
Broncos ball. Is a little bit crazier, right? Like the Chargers.
Broncos is insane. Because please tell me the last time Russell Wilson played good football.
Can't wait to talk about him. I really can. We will do that when we
continue. Not since the hand, too.
Hey, by the way.
What happened to his
hand? Don't sleep on my fucking Raiders winning that division.
I was looking at season awards. Do yourself a favor and look at the comeback player of the year. It is a stacked list.
Who's the favorite?
Derrick Henry.
Where's Julio at?
Goes Henry's plus 400. Then it goes Jameis at 500. McCaffrey's at 800. Baker's at 1,000. Michael Thomas is 1,600.
Oh, shit.
Danny Dimes is 1,600.
Oh, shit.
Chase Young is 1,600.
Danny Dimes.
Mitch Trubisky's.
Danny Dimes.
What did
you give him a comeback
Dimes
player of the year?
Mitch Trubisky's 1,600.
Who's Danny Dimes at the same odds as?
Michael Thomas and Chase Young. and Mitch Trubisky.
At the award ceremony, they're just like showing the third down QB stink. Like, oh.
Man,
what a comeback.
Kill himself.
And then you got fucking Mariota, Allen Robinson, J.K. Dobbins, that's a juju.
J.K. Dobbins is an interesting deep one. Phoebe Jameis, though.
Yeah. ETN. Right when you said Jameis, I was thinking
Jameis to Michael
Gaffrey.
Thomas.
Saquon?
Ooh, what's Saquon at?
D-Hop at plus 7,500, but he's not really a...
This is like a marketing thing, though. Like it's gonna,
very
like,
much
it's gonna
marketing
end,
thing.
Like,
it's going to be a quarterback.
It's going to be Jameis.
Probably will be Jameis. Or McCaffrey.
McCaffrey,
but like, can you call it? Because he was so dominant, and then
he was
injured
hurt last year. It doesn't matter.
Well, isn't that? I thought that was the comeback player of the year thing. I thought you had to be hurt. Like, I don't know why. Is Daniel Jones even eligible for this?
He was hurt last year.
He almost had to retire because of a neck injury.
Started like 10 games.
Like Joe Burrow won it last year.
Shout out the Giants for trotting out fucking Mike Glennon week after week.
Yep, and then they're like, wait, we need somebody worse. How about Jacob Fromm?
Unbelievable. You know? It was
Jake
so crazy. Just an automatic under. All fucking day, automatic unders. I can't wait.
We were handing the ball to like Devontae Booker. Like, it was madness.
College.
Freeman, dude.
College True. Football. Spreadsheets 90% done. We will have picks next week on that.
Picks, like, when's the first
futures? I might have week one picks. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Because that week one is the sneak. It's week zero.
Well, week zero is when they like play.
Oh, I love week zero.
You get like four or five games. It's yep. awesome.
Yeah. It's like Navy in Hawaii.
In Australia.
Yeah. In yeah.
And then you get week one, which is Labor Day weekend, which to me is the greatest weekend of the year, potentially.
Wow. It's bold.
Well, because it's like Labor Day weekend, obviously, which everybody loves, and you get fucking your first taste of like a full college football Saturday. Nom 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 nom. All right. Tomorrow we have the Washington Commanders, which I haven't done a lot of work on yet. I'm excited to see what the Commanders got this year.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear.
I think do you like the Commanders this year?
Oh yeah.
I can't absolutely. Wait to. I have a question on mine for tomorrow.
Carl Wentz and Poop Waterfields for the artist formerly known as the R Word should be poetry in motion.
Dude, absolutely. Chase Young's back. Like, this is the thing. Fitz Magic was the quarterback to start the year last year.
Yep.
Everyone was picking him to win the division.
Yep.
No way.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And then the defense kind of. Oh, yeah. And then the defense kind of started slow, and obviously Fitzpatrick got
terrible to start.
Got hurt.
Their secondary, I just remember fucking sucked.
Yep.
Who's in it? Who's even in it this year? Like, Lano Collins was the only one that I knew, and he got cut, didn't he?
Well, they got Kendall Fuller, who's a household name, and they got William Jackson from Cincy. So actually.
Alex Smith, that was insane what he was doing.
Their D line is still fucking good. I'll tell you what.
What's their win total?
Not high enough.
What is it?
I don't know.
Six.
Tell you what, I might have put in a bet. Here's how the division's going to go. It's going to go Eagles, Commanders, Cowboys, Giants. Maybe even Cowboys last.
Oh, no. Get a mitt.
I mean, the one person that I haven't seen make an appearance at Cowboys training camp is Ezekiel Elliott, the only person that I have a futures bet on for over yards, so that's not good.
8.5. Juice is 170 to the under on the Commanders.
8.5?
170 is the juice to the under on the Commanders.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that's
high.
We will break that down tomorrow. We got a full slate of MLB tomorrow. Maybe we'll see if Bruce is back on that or not.
I'm back tonight. Guardians plus 1.5. And I decided to, you know what, I'll do the Giants plus a half too.
San Francisco Giants?
No. Oh, my bad. Jeez. The Yankees plus a half.
Oh, okay.
I got flipped thinking about how the Giants are winning the division.
Guys got Daniel Dimes.
I do. They look so good at day one. Laugh now, cry later.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much, everybody who watched today. Honestly, we appreciate it. And you know, the show really fucking gets going once we get in. Once that fucking ball's kicked off.
Yep.
Ooh-wee. But how we'll be back in, Stu? All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down. Yeah.